I'm Mary Engish, and Charlie Nardozzi is here, too. Hi there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
I understand today you want to talk about facelifts. let me explain for a sec. A lot of old-timey common houseplant varieties, they've recently kind of had some work done, and that creates a renewed interest in these plants. What kind of plants are we talking about here?
Well, there's certainly a lot of the ones that you would probably have grown up with, like the philodendrons, for example, or even things like the rubber plants have new varieties, new colors, and new looks to them. The one I want to talk about today, though, is called Tradescantia or spiderwort. And this one is, you're probably pretty familiar with this one, too. It's one of those plants that kind of is in a pot, often is cascading down long stems to them, very succulent kind of looking plant, and just keeps growing and growing and growing. But what the breeders have done is come up with new varieties. These are even more attractive. So the classic one is called Purple Heart. And that one has elongated purple leaves on them in these different segments and actually will have little purple flowers if you have enough light on it. Really attractive one for a hanging basket. There are others that work really well in those hanging baskets, like the tricolor that has pink, white, and green colored leaves. Green Zebra has striped white and green leaves to it. There's one called Silver, which has more silvery kind of foliage. So there's a lot of variation now in that group. And there are some that look very different than the traditional ones. They're called Calesias. And there's one called Pink Lady and Pink Panther that have small little leaves that have pink coloring on the undersides. And they're perfect for a little tabletop plant because they stay small, and unlike the other ones, they don't expand and keep cascading and growing, so they stay in a nice little shape, good for a desk, an office desk, or at home somewhere too. So there's a lot of nice variations of this Tradescantia that's out there. Of course, to get it to grow the best, it needs bright indirect light, it needs moist soil but well-drained soil. That's always a tricky combination to get. And you don't want to have it, of course, exposed to cold. These are tropical kinds of plants, and you wouldn't do any fertilizing till the spring. Now, one of the fun things you could do with these traditional sized plants is the ones that cascade and have long stems to them is you can take cuttings this time of year. You want to take a cutting right below a set of leaves, take off that lower set of leaves, dip the cut end in a rooting hormone powder, and stick it in a pot. Now, I know some people who will do this, and they will have a big plant, and they'll make like 20 or 30 cuttings of these and root them. They root really easily. They'll even root in water. And then in the spring, what they do, which is really clever, is they use them as an outdoor plant. So they put them in a container or put them as an edging around a bed. If you put them in a shady spot, that would be best so they don't get too much sun on them and burn their leaves. But it adds a nice color, nice variation outdoors all summer long. Of course, by fall, they'll die with the frost. But it's a trend that I see more and more, people using houseplants outdoors as part of their ornamental flower gardens.
Tradescantia. I love that. I can picture my mom always had one like in a macrame plant hanger.
Oh, macrame. Yes, that's actually coming back too.
Perfect timing. Here's a question from Margie in Starksboro. Margie is a member of Pollinator Pathways of Addison County, and they had a question about throwing out poinsettia plants after they kind of fade after the holidays. Margie mentioned that some of the plants can contain neonicotinoids, which can be really harmful to people and also native pollinators.
Yes, thank you, Margie. That's a very good point to bring up. When we were talking about keepers and composters and which ones holiday plants you want to throw out, poinsettias in particular, if they're poinsettias grown from big poinsettia growers and shipped into home centers and grocery stores for the holidays, you don't really know how they were grown. So my solution would be, if you don't know, I would agree with Margie. Put them in the trash. Don't put them in the compost. But if you do buy them locally, you can always go back to the greenhouse grower and ask them what they use, what they sprayed on those poinsettias, and if they use any neonicotinoids. And that way you'll know if you can keep that plant and compost it or if you just want to trash it instead.
If you have questions for Charlie Nardozzi about your garden or your houseplants, send them to us at gardening@vermontpublic.org. And you can listen to this and all the other All Things Gardening episodes at vermontpublic.org or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.